Speaking of sunny day, is that at my state bank at the moment?
Yeah, announced a 21% increase in net profits after tax as part of what they call a strong growth in the financial year just finished. It's interesting, a Tasmanian headquartered bank enjoyed a strong growth story in the last 12 months, increasing its proposition to mortgage brokers on the mainland, and that's the early signs are showing that that's paying off. While that headline's 21% growth in net profit, the underlying signs are also strong. Home lending went up about 6.8%. Customer deposits also rose about 13%. And another key sort of indicator, what they call the net promoter score, which is a key metric in customer growth and satisfaction, was a lot higher as well. So those results are pretty good for what is a fairly well-known Tasmanian institution. And Milos, their CEO and managing director, who's going to retire at the end of the year, said hopefully those results empowered the bank to go to the next level. So they're looking at further growth.
And what could that spell? Takeovers or a bigger footprint?
It's hard to know. I don't think so. I think they're listed on the stock exchange, so I think they'll just concentrate on growing. I mean, they could become a target possibly later on. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Now, Credit Watch, what have they been keeping their eye on at the moment?
Yeah, so Credit Watch, they're a credit reporting bureau, and what they do, they surveyed about 280 small and medium enterprise business owners between July and August 2021 about the top three challenges that they face this year. So last year they did the same thing, and those top three challenges were, of course, border closures and lockdowns, uncertain market conditions, and supply chain management where, for example, warehouses are shut down so they can't get access to products. But this year, the survey revealed that uncertain market conditions, which was 60%, and border closures and lockdowns remained in the top two positions, while managing staff came in at 32%, and that replaced supply chain management. So it just tells you that it's really difficult when you have uncertain conditions to hang on to staff too, particularly when the businesses are in lockdown. And I know off air we were talking about, we're pretty insulated from it here in Tassie, where we're seeing a lot of businesses in Melbourne and Sydney close the doors and not open again. And one of them that came across my desk, the Golden Century restaurant in Sydney, in Sydney's Chinatown, been there for over 50 years. I've been to it on a number of occasions. Last week, shut the doors.
And that you're hearing more about that in these bigger centres, Melbourne and Sydney, places that are, establishments that have been around, cornerstones of society, are just shutting the doors because it's doing them no good.
No, it's very challenging, particularly in, those states that are copping lockdowns. The economic and financial challenges are very large. And, without an end game, there's probably going to be more businesses that are going to struggle to survive.
Well, we saw ScoMo yesterday kind of put up the white flag somewhat, saying we'd have to live with it once we get to a certain rate of people vaccinated. Is that the reality?
Oh, possibly. Most countries around the world are learning to live with it. I know I was talking to a friend of mine in London. They're about 75% vaccinated, the population is there, and he was saying pretty much, apart from public transport, where they have to wear masks, she's pretty much open and back to what they were.
Yeah, right.
But they're having 20,000 cases a day, still.
We can't really compare to those numbers, can we? That's
no,
big, isn't
not
it?
Not at all.
Right, let's distract ourselves from that side of things. The Australian dollar sitting around 72 cents, you said?
Yeah, and look, late last week we had the New South Wales Premier Gladys announced an extension of Greater Sydney's lockdown to the end of September. She also outlined more restrictive measures, including wearing masks outside and a curfew. That move threatens to put an already slowing economy on the brink of recession, which would mark the second time since the pandemic hit in early 2020. That leaves little, to later this week Australia's got their retail sales for July. There's little doubt that they probably won't be anywhere near what they should be. Rate hike bets for the Reserve Bank have plummeted in response to these worsening developments, and that contrasts to what the United States is doing with the Federal Reserve over there. Their economists are pricing in a 20% chance of a 25 basis point rate hike. And of course, if that happens, that will affect our dollar or our strength of our dollar. So this Delta variant of COVID, as we said, mate, we're very insulated here in Tassie. I think the government here have done a really, really good job. And it's starting to have a big impact everywhere else.
Righto. We will watch this with a hawk eye. Cheers for your time this afternoon. Justin Delaney from Lending For You with our finance review. And we'll talk to you in a week's time. Cheers.
Thank you.